now on the continuous call team, the Sunday Carve-Up.
And all those stats, of course, brought to you by On Deck.
You've become now just
he's commercialised.
Hasn't he turned? He's just changed. You know, he goes home now. He says, Christine, I'm brought to you by On Deck. What's happening?
Well, it's a bit better when you go home. When you go around and say, darling, I'm brought to you by Top Deck.
You know how you see a lot of people walking around Sydney these days with the face masks on to stop getting the dirty air or whatever?
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, well, that's what they do.
I just think they're wankers. I really do. I mean, you see them getting on planes.
That's a big statement.
What are you doing? When I was over at the radio conference in Hawaii, this lady came down the beach and she was large. Well put together, but she had one of these masks on. So then she decides to go for a swim. Well, that didn't work either. She dives in the water with the mask on, right? And she couldn't swim. She nearly drowned.
Isn't it a prerequisite of swimming? You got to know how to swim.
Yeah, but you can just dive in the water if it's only shallow.
Refresh,
big,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
but people that wear stupid to jump in the deep end of the ocean.
How do you jump in the deep end of the ocean? You're an idiot.
The deep end.
Well, why would she jump in if she can't swim?
She didn't jump in.
Did she
wade in?
Well, why would you wade? It if you can't swim.
Because she can't swim.
Yeah, yeah. You can make a change, and this is why we're very powerful as a people. This is why we vote. This is why we have a democracy. You can instigate change.
What have you changed in your life?
Well, she's been part.
I don't gamble
as much.
Yeah, I know. So for 9 months, I didn't.
Mate,
drink.
If it wasn't for drink, you may not have had the baby.
How dare you?
You
are you
better.
Saying Sean needs to be drunk to find me attractive?
Oh,
how dare
come on,
you?
Come on.
Not straight away, was it? But now that you bring it up.
And Sarah, I alluded to this at the top of the show, that there's been a number of emails coming through, given the week that was, calling for Big Man for Prime Minister. How do you think you would go if you were put under the pump by an opposition and you were standing at the dispatch box?
This is a question for the Prime Minister. Prime Minister, can you tell the House, please, why all the people that can't get anywhere don't have their cars anymore?
The Prime Minister has the call.
No, I can't.
I stand up. I'm the Minister for the Northern Beaches. What would you do about the climate change agreement in Paris?
Okay, well, this is what I would do firstly. Okay. I would go over there and I'd see...
And who would you speak to?
Pierre Trudeau.
That's a Canadian Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, we're forming an alliance, will you?
No,
how dare you?
They're not involved.
Stupid idiot.
No.
I'm going to make a lot of things cheaper. Petrol?
How are you going to do that?
How are you going to do that?
By dropping the prices?
You don't make that decision.
I'm going to say it to you, and you three imbeciles. I'm going to print more money, get a big bag, take it overseas, and pay off our debt. Problem fixed. It can't be that hard. Just print some more money.
Yeah.
Well, we have stopped the votes.
Yeah,
what do you think we've done for the last few years? That's why we've been in power. We stopped
and
the votes.
And who stopped the votes? Who
me
was
and
it?
Scott Morrison. On a lighter note, Hansel, who's producing today, did a brilliant job. She came in with a birthday cake, and we all sang happy birthday to Erin. She actually cut it all up and gave us all a piece. Now, I had my piece in front of me. Erin had a beautiful piece cut up in front of her. But then she left to go outside to do something. While she was outside, I ate her piece.
I was about to say, where's my piece of cake?
And then I left it there with the empty tray and the spoon there. And when she came back and I said, how was the cake, Erin? She said, it was beautiful. So clearly Erin lies.
Matt says at Adamstown, hey team, last night the missus went out, so my four-year-old and I ordered hog's breath on Uber Eats.
I don't get them down my way.
Do you have any restaurants down there?
We've got lots of restaurants.
I know you got plenty of cafes.
Lots of cafes, lots of restaurants. We're actually enjoying that sort of part of it down there. Mm-hmm. Like this morning I rang my local cafe, ordered 4 bacon and egg rolls and 2 coffees. It was beautiful.
What did the rest of the family have?
No one was home. It was just me.
So what do you order? Let's go through a Chinese you'd like.
Look, it depends on what's on the menu.
Soft serve crab shell.
I don't, you
soft,
know.
Soft serve. It's not soft serve.
Soft shell.
Soft serve.
That's what you get from Mr. Whippy, isn't
it? Holmes is going to get the ball, which indicates to me they might take the two here. In fact, I think they are. I think he's got the kicking tee.
Well, he's got the kicking kicking tee, that would indicate to me he's under a shot at goal.
That would indicate to you, because that's what happens with the kicking tee, David.
I think that's what happens, isn't it, Mark? You're dealt the B of Goodrich Tires. Yeah. He's going for the kicking tee, he's probably going to have a shot at goal.
Yeah, I think it's a great indication there, boys.
That's why we're the best in the business.